Hello and welcome to this bite-sized legal update from the team at Field Fisher in Silicon Valley. I'm Natalie and I'm joined by my colleague Richard. And we're going to be talking today about the Irish Data Protection Commissioner's decision against Meta. You might have seen some headlines. They're pretty shocking. So 1.2 billion euros is difficult to ignore. And there's a very long history to this case. And we're not going to talk about that today. Instead, we're trying to delve in and cut through some of the noise on this and really try to get to what this means, why do we care about it, what does this really mean from a legal perspective? Hand over to Richard, he'll give us some specifics on the decision.
Yeah, absolutely. So recently, the Irish Data Protection Commissioner issued a fine against Meta to the tune of 1.2 billion euros and determined that Meta had failed to comply with the GDPR when it transferred personal data from the European Union to the United States, in particular, personal data relating to Facebook users in the EU. And this decision has been a long time coming. It has quite a long and complicated history. And the outcome of the decision, well, at least the substantive part, maybe not the level of fine, was to some degree expected, so not a major surprise. But effectively, what the DPC found was that Meta had violated Article 46 of the GDPR. That's the provision around international transfers of data. They found that Meta had failed to ensure that the personal data of Facebook users in the EU is afforded an adequate level of protection when it's transferred to Meta in the US. In particular, the DPC came to three important conclusions. Firstly, it found that US law does not provide an essentially equivalent level of protection to that guaranteed by EU law. And that's due to concerns around downstream surveillance under Section 702 of FISA, which some of you may recall was the focus of the Schrems II decision. The second important conclusion was that Meta cannot rely on the SECs to transfer personal data to the US, not only because the SECs didn't afford adequate protection, but also because the supplementary measures implemented by Meta also didn't compensate for the inadequate level of protection. And the DPC also found that not only were the SECs inadequate, but the Meta couldn't also rely on any of the derogations under the GDPR to transfer the data either. So apart from that substantive aspect of the decision, there's this fine that I already mentioned, 1.2 billion euros, but also two orders as well. The first one is that Meta has to stop transferring personal data to the United States and also must delete any personal data that it's already transferred to the United States. It effectively has to do both of those things within 6 months unless it can bring that transfer and processing in compliance with the GDPR. One thing I should also note, Natalie, is that this decision relates obviously to Meta, but specifically to the Facebook service. So it doesn't apply to all of Meta's processing, and it doesn't apply to its other platforms like Instagram or WhatsApp. One thing that I think a lot of people will be thinking at this stage is, okay, well, how does this decision impact us? You know, we're not Meta, but we are also transferring personal data to the US. We're using the SECs to do that. So how does this decision actually directly affect us?
Thanks, Richard. I'll tackle that. I think this is potentially the small glimmer of good news in the decision is that it doesn't apply universally. It is a decision against Meta. So if you're not Meta, it doesn't directly impact you or change your process for transferring data to the US. Cross-border transfers are happening continuously, constantly. After Schrems II, they were thrown into disarray because that decision really cast doubt upon the ability to transfer data to the US, but helpfully not on the validity of the SECs themselves. It's just that an extra layer of assessment was needed in order to determine whether these transfers could continue. And this announcement doesn't mean that you can't carry on doing what you're doing. But it is a reminder that those challenges do exist. Schrems II created these additional assessment requirements. That uncertainty is now being, I suppose, reignited a little bit. Just when we were starting to relax into using those SECs again, getting comfortable with supplementary measures that might make the package of protections for data transferred to the US sufficiently robust to live up to those Schrems II requirements. But ultimately, for most businesses, the only viable transfer mechanism remaining is the SECs. So what we think we can expect is increased questions around data transfers relying on the SECs to make sure that the additional safeguards that you have in place alongside them are meeting the criteria and the standards under SREMS 2. So I think the takeaway is the decision does not necessarily impact you directly, but we think it's going to kickstart more questioning and a deeper dive on the sufficiency and adequacy of safeguards around these transfers as they continue being made under the SECs, because this decision is a reminder that SREMS 2 is out there, it's valid law, and it hasn't gone away.
So Natalie, effectively, did the decision come down to the fact that Meta is subject to Section 702 FISA?
In a way, yes, because 702 FISA is the law that if you fall within, it's hard to overcome the issues that it presents from a data privacy perspective. So it's well and good to be able to secure data, encrypt data, put it into a box and not let anyone get at it. But if you're under a legal compulsion to provide data to a US surveillance authority, there isn't really any supplementary measures that can overcome that. So where you are subject to FISA 702, and importantly, where you have practical experience dealing with that law, so being compelled under that law to give away the data of EU data subjects to a US surveillance authority, it's very difficult to argue that the SECs alone and technical, organisational or contractual measures in addition to the SECs are going to be enough to secure the transfer to EU regulatory standards.
Now, Natalie, just moving on slightly, the DPC found that Meta couldn't rely on the SECs, but what did it have to say about the derogations under the GDPR? Was there any room for argument there?
Yeah, it was certainly an argument that Meta put forward. So in the absence of a safeguard mechanism under Article 46, there are a number of derogations from the transfer restrictions listed under Article 49 of the GDPR, which can be relied upon to make data transfers in compliance with Chapter 5. So that's the chapter dealing with transfer restrictions in general. And Meta had suggested that that would be the route that they would then take if SECs weren't available. And unfortunately, the Irish DPC has indicated that that would not be possible on the basis that the Article 49 derogations can only be used to justify occasional and non-repetitive transfers. Again, that's not news. That's how the derogations are set up, and the guidance on the derogations already tells us that they are meant to be used as an exception that should not become the rule. But this, really puts the nail in the coffin for that line of argument, really, because it's clear now that derogations such as the consent of the data subject, for example, would not be possible to rely on that for any transfers that are ongoing, repetitive, continuous. And, you know, in the context of, social media platform, for example, really constant and central to how the platform itself works. So, unfortunately, derogations have not been greenlit for this sort of transfer. Again, nothing new, but it's quite clear now that that would just not be a viable alternative. So what happens next now that this decision's been made? Richard, maybe you could talk to us a little bit about what's likely to happen between Meta and the Irish DPC.
So for Meta, they have put out a public statement. They've announced that they will be appealing the decision. They are also intending to seek an immediate stay in the Irish courts to effectively put a stop against those enforcement orders. So they don't agree with the decision, and they intend to pursue remedies through the Irish courts. And who knows, potentially that could even reach up to the highest courts of Europe at some point in time. All of that is to say that this is not necessarily the end of the road for Meta, and it is pursuing other alternatives. One other thing that's worth mentioning is that we also have the EU-US data privacy framework. This is the new mechanism that's intended to replace, update and improve the privacy shield. And we're expecting that that framework might be up and running around the summer. So that's definitely one to watch. And it's an interesting one because, you know, potentially that could provide Meta with an alternative avenue and an ability to transfer data. And it can no longer look at the SECs, but instead look at the data privacy framework. So a lot of people are looking at that framework as potentially something that could help solve some of these issues.
So moving on, Richard, you mentioned earlier a little bit about the timeline here. Approximately 6 months to comply with the cease transferring order and the deletion of data order, or rather the bringing into compliance order for these transfers. And at the same time, you also mentioned the prospect of the EU-US data privacy framework being available. What are we looking at here? Have we got an opportunity for these transfers not really to cease, but in fact just to roll into something else?
Potentially, Meta could have a lifeline in the form of the EU to US data privacy framework, which is this new transfer mechanism I referred to earlier. What everyone's waiting for with bated breath is this final adequacy decision from the European Commission. We're not sure on the timing of that decision, but potentially over the summer, at some point during the summer of 2023. Once we have that final adequacy decision, that basically means that the privacy framework will be implemented and will be available for providers that self-certify to the framework. That'll provide a new mechanism, an alternative to the SEC's, that will effectively enable the transfer of data freely to the US. And because this is an adequacy decision, that really means that exporters don't need to consider supplemental measures, because the European Commission has already determined the data transferred using that mechanism provides an adequate level of protection. So for Meta, the framework, if it's ready in time, could potentially provide a lifeline within that 6 month window that you mentioned earlier. But, you know, more broadly, thinking about other exporters and importers, this could provide a more an alternative mechanism to the SEC's that removes some of this uncertainty around the transfers issue. So that's something we're going to be watching very closely over the next few months. Absolutely.
Thanks, Richard. We have tried to cover a lot in a very short amount of time. Can you sum up the headlines for us?
So I think there are three important things to remember. Firstly, the decision is clearly significant, but it doesn't actually change the legal position with respect to data transfers or create new law. Secondly, this decision is limited to Meta and the Facebook service. The DPC's decision doesn't actually apply to transfers generally or prohibit all transfers to the United States. And lastly, it is a reminder of the importance of transfers in the eyes of EU regulators. There is still a route to transfer personal data to the US using the SEC's, but clearly the risks are hard to overcome, and this decision highlights that businesses need to understand and carefully document their transfers and consider the associated risks.
Thanks, Richard, and thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.